Blog Talk Radio.
From deep within the dunes of Africa's Namib Desert, a terrible secret is beginning to emerge. These are the remains of victims of the world's first death camp. A place where thousands of Africans were exterminated by the German army 30 years before the Nazis came to power. These remains have lain here, forgotten, for over 100 years. But this terrible place is not unique. Scattered across the world are the sites of the massacres and genocide of imperialism, where millions died in an aspect of colonial history that Europe often chooses to forget. These people were victims of the truth that lies behind the myth of the white man's burden. Throughout the 19th century, European scientists, writers, and philosophers developed ideas to justify the mass killings of the Age of Empire. These same theories went on to inspire some of the horrors and the savagery that would consume Europe in the 20th century.
D.L. Hughley. He was on Facebook making a verbal comment about the riot in Charlotte, North Carolina. He said it was no surprise to him that they're rioting because riots have been taking place since the 1700s, because people of color were viewed as lesser, so they had no means of protection, and they were brutalized like today. No one is being held accountable for it. So D.L. Hughley is absolutely right in his statement, but it goes deeper than that. I wonder, D.L., have you ever heard of eugenics? You see, eugenics is a racist and pseudoscience that determine find a way to wipe away all human beings deemed to be unfit, and preserving only those who conform or who they feel are superior of the Nordic stereotype, which is European. Now, Hitler and his henchmen victimized an entire continent and exterminated millions in the quest for so-called master race. Okay? This is a European tradition, but the concept of white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, master Nordic race didn't originate with just Hitler. The idea was created in the United States and cultivated in California decades before Hitler came to power. California eugenicists played an important, although little-known, role in America Eugenics Movement campaign for ethnic cleansing. Now, ethnic cleansing, you've got to be sick to think of exterminating God's creation, a human being, because you feel you're the judge and jury, and you feel that they are unfit because you are so much more. God wouldn't even think in that nature. See, I'm not bringing it up. This is a sick philosophy because it is a European concept. Now, I have links for you to go to so that you can actually see some of the things and the violence that have been created by Europeans throughout the country, okay? For instance, like the Aboriginals in Australia, way back when they took them off a certain coast of Africa and they were brought there, they brutalized them. They killed them, they sodomized them, they raped them, they did everything you can inhumanly imaginable to these people and let them starve, you see. And now, because they were considered to be unfit, they needed ethnic cleansing by committing genocide. Jane Elliott said that racism is a mental illness. It's got to be a mental illness, even like today, when children are raped by their own family members, or when mother and father are on drugs and let the kids raise themselves, or when there are people who are just overstepping their bounds and abusing the children to no end. You have psychiatrists and therapists and all sorts of people step in because you consider this a crisis of which a human being is becoming dysfunctional because of the behavior of it all. So it's the same thing that is actually going on amongst white people in this country. Blacks are affected by it because they are oppressed by the whole psyche of white people and the behavior that comes from a generational backlash, if you will. And no one is willing to break the chain. You know why? Because they're not willing to look at it for what it is. Whites in this country realize that the history of violence done to people of color was done since ancient times by Europeans, which are their ancestors. That does not mean that we ought to hate them, or because that was then, you see. We have evolved. You have to look at it for what it really is. Your ancestors have been violent. Their nature is violent. Their history is violent. And the history of superiority is sick. Like I said, you and I are in this country together. We have to be strong together in this country. We've been through a lot, but now it's time for healing. And that's what has to happen. Because, see, yesterday this happened so strongly, but today we can actually become powerful and break the chain of the philosophy that your ancestor has put down from generation to generation to generation. Now, you might evolve by not being violent and doing the heinous act or committing genocide, but one by one, on a weekly basis to daily basis, they continue to kill a young black man, a policeman who is supposed to be protecting and not killing, one, killing black men that are unarmed. And this, and only getting probation, it goes unpunished. It continues today. They continue to go unpunished. And they get off with a light sentence or probation with pay. And that's not fair. That's not right. But then take a look at the past and look at it today. Okay? So, what is the solution? I'm not a psychiatrist, nor am I a therapist, but I have been in the human service field for a long time now and work with people from all walks of life. And I have serviced many people who have histories that they could not hide. I was there to help them to stabilize the situation so perhaps their family can stay together. But instead, they turn it on me and insult my race and me because of their inflictions and their problems that they are having. And that is what's happening with us as a whole. The dysfunctional relationship among blacks and whites in this country will continue to be imbalanced because white refuses to talk about the genealogy of their story, which is their ancestors and the history. And we know what the history has been. They know. There are some links I'm going to place here, but as far as Hitler, Mussolini, and other people of European descent, you know what they have done and what they have caused as far as human degradation of innocent people, okay? But because you are afraid, see, to really talk about it, because this is truth, you know, you have to face the truth. Iyala Van Zandt said in one of her videos that you want to tell the truth about your story, and only then will you have peace with yourself and others. But because you are afraid, your fear will continue, because you do cause you to do cowardly acts to innocent people you feel are worth killing, even if he and she is not threatening, but to you the color of their skin is. Let's have a discussion and face the facts, and then and only then will we begin the path to healing, understanding that you are no better than I am, and we can be unite and have justice with equal balance. Isn't that what the scales are there for? Well, it's done tipped over. So I urge you all to check out those links that I posted in the chat room. Okay, we're going to take a station break now, and when we return, I am going to tell you what I believe. Okay, I believe that we the people who pay taxes in order to protect this country, serve this country, have fallen prey to the symbolism such as status. Now, there are others, and when I say others, I mean most people, are looking towards God to help preserve humanity, to help. Look at the debate. They are marketing and selling the election well, aren't they? And we all fall in prey to that. Look at the choices of candidates. They are marketable. So as a result, may the best person win. Oh, that don't include you and I. See, may the best person win for the job, even if he or she is not qualified to do the job. But right now, we are all in awe because of the persona and the drama, and we're watching it like it's some doggone soap opera. See, a lot of us in America, both black and white, are starting to realize that the authoritative powers in America do not only see people of color as misfits, but they also see poor whites as misfits also. Now, it has been on through slavery when they brought us to the plantation and you had poor whites and they put them above, but they were on that plantation with us. And before slavery, then there were indentured servants, which white people and European were slaves to other white people until they found people of color to eugenicize and to put themselves at a superior place. Again, a lot of us in America, both black and white, we are realizing that. So, only difference is that they're not killing whites. They allow whites to live long enough to destroy themselves. They're killing us, but they're letting you live. So, in order for me to gain some self-control, I am planning not to watch the presidential debate on Monday. Oh, I'm sure I'll hear the highlights of it on the news come Tuesday morning or Monday evening, but that's my stance. So, come on, people, try to love one another. Try to get together right now. You ever remember that song back in the 70s? Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make mountains ring.
Yeah, that was a nice song, wasn't it?
Alrighty then, that brings us to the conclusion of our show. I need to remind you that the show was pre-recorded. Please don't forget to look at the link that I posted in the chat room so that you can see more of the history of what the Europeans have done. So I want to say goodnight, and I will see you the next time. And the next time, we'll talk more on solutions.